From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Molly Dove. Missouri lawmakers have a lot on their plate for the last day of the 2019 legislative session, including abortion restrictions. Jason Rosenbaum previews what's still left to do for the GOP-controlled legislature.
The Missouri House still needs to give its okay to a bonding plan to help repair the state's bridges, and both chambers may have to approve an overhaul of the state low-income housing tax credit program. But the most high-profile bill is an 8-week abortion ban. It's a major priority for Governor Mike Parson and Republican lawmakers like State Representative Mary Elizabeth Coleman.
We're seeing the results of countless women entering into politics and saying, we want to protect women, we want to protect babies, we want to make abortion not just illegal, but unthinkable.
The Missouri General Assembly session is set to end at 6 p.m. today. In Jefferson City, I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
State proceedings against the owner of a duck boat that sank on a Missouri lake last summer, killing 17 people, will be temporarily halted until federal charges in the case are resolved, Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt announced yesterday. Schmidt said in a news release he and officials of Branson Duck Vehicles signed an agreement Tuesday for a temporary stay of proceedings, pending resolution of any charges by the U.S. Attorney for the Western District and other federal agencies. The amphibious vehicle sank July 2018 at Table Rock Lake near Branson after it entered the lake despite severe weather warnings. 14 people survived. Democratic State Representative Bruce Franks will resign from the Missouri House of Representatives. As Jason Rosenbaum reports, the St. Louis Democrat is stepping away from elected office to focus on his mental health.
Franks burst onto St. Louis's political scene by unseating State Representative Penny Hubbard in 2016. He developed a loyal following as an activist protesting Michael Brown's shooting death and Jason Stockley's not guilty verdict. But Frank says he needs to take more time to deal with his depression and anxiety. He's hoping that his decision will help people struggling with mental health issues.
And especially when you talk about people of color, where it's been this stigma in our community, where we don't talk about it, we don't get the help. And so this is me being transparent as I've always been.
Frank has not set a date when he'll step down, but it will be before the end of the year. In Jefferson City, I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri's Bible bill that would have allowed schools to offer Bible electives hasn't picked up enough traction this legislative session, but lawmakers still want schools to teach about the Bible. The House passed a Senate resolution yesterday to encourage schools to offer classes on the Bible, and it's now being sent to the governor's desk. The resolution does not change the law, but rather signals that schools should consider putting the Bible in their curriculum. Representative Ben Baker sponsored the resolution.
I think we need biblical literacy in our schools, and I would like to encourage our schools to do so.
Current law does not prevent schools from teaching about the Bible in history or literature classes. I'm Molly Dove, KBIA News, Columbia.